Okay, it's 5:01. Let's call the meeting to order. Kathy, I'll do roll call. Of course, we have myself, Supervisor Berg. Here. David Salisbury.
Here.
Jerry Gulick. He should be joining us momentarily. Supervisor Buck.
Here.
Supervisor Decker. Supervisor Decker.
Here.
And Supervisor Wenke.
Here.
Supervisor Gully's having problem getting on.
I'm here.
Okay, great. Okay, if everybody could put themselves on mute, please. We will move to citizens' comments. We have one citizen's comment. December 1st, William and Carrie Hoffman, 30725 114th Street, Wilmot, Wisconsin, 53192. Dear County Board members, we live on County Highway C, just west of the intersection with County Highway W, Fox River Road, in Wilmot. We are concerned with the speed of traffic and the blatant disregard for traffic safety as drivers transit through Wilmot. We live near a high school with sports fields, restaurants, dance studios, ice cream shop, among other businesses that draw pedestrians. There have been multiple incidents of driver hostility, like horn blowing, hand gestures, and illegal passing as we slow to the posted speed through Wilmot. Practically all vehicles, including cars, trucks, motorcycles, even county trucks and school buses, disregard the posted 35 mile an hour speed limit approaching the stop sign at our nearby intersection. We're asking for your thoughtful consideration of the following: placement of a radar speed limit sign near the eastbound approach of the intersection of Highway C and Highway W for a week or so to remind drivers of the posted speed limit. Follow up with the Kenosha County Sheriff's deputy prepared to enforce the speed limit, especially at high traffic times. Evaluate the current speed limits and possibly extend the 25 mile an hour speed zone for a greater distance outward from the center area of Wilmot with appropriate signage. That's all we have for citizen comment. I'm closing citizens' comments. I have no comments. Are there any supervisor comments? Would anybody care to speak? Okay, moving on to number four, approval of the September 10th minutes. Need a motion?
Approve.
Second.
Who was the first?
Berg.
Andy Berg first and Jerry Gully second. Motion to approve the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion approved. Thank you. Moving on to number five, resolution to approve the appointment of Mr. Benjamin Harbach to the Kenosha County Board of Administrative Appeals.
I'll take that one. So good afternoon, committee. We're asking for your approval, Mr. Harbach, to the Kenosha County Board of Administrative Appeals. As you can see in the paperwork that's been submitted, he has been on this board. However, they haven't met in the last 2 years. So they only meet when a certain criteria are followed. And if a citizen, or in this case, the last time they met, I think it was over a daycare provider that had issues about a license being revoked. So it's only as an as needed basis. He's willing to continue to serve, and I'd ask for you to allow that to happen tonight. Thank you.
So moved. I approve.
Supervisor Wenke, motion to approve. Second.
I seconded.
Supervisor Beth seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any abstain or any no? Motion is approved. Thank you. My understanding is that we'll get a DocuSign for these resolutions, so be looking for those in your email to sign them and submit them. Is that correct, Kathy?
You know, Kathy, we've been working with IT. The last I talked to Sean is that's what they were going to put in place. I do have a meeting tomorrow morning. I'll make sure that that is something that can move forward. If not, then we'll figure out a different way to get it signed off and approved.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, moving on to Resolution 7. Resolution supporting the commitment to Veteran Support and Outreach Act. I would hand this over to Supervisor Berg.
Laura, you missed number 6 there, the resolution for Mr. Burmeister.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Resolution to approve the appointment of Mr. Charles Burmeister to the Kenosha County Veterans Service Commission.
I'll handle that one also, although I see Mr. Nelson is on in case people have specific questions, but Mr. Burmeister has been a long-term member of the County Veterans Service Commission. As you can see from the form submitted, he is succeeding himself and he attended 12 out of the 12 meetings that were held. So we would ask this committee's approval to allow that to continue.
To approve.
I'll make that motion.
Supervisor Berg first. Who was second, please?
Winky.
Supervisor Winky second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any nay? Resolution is approved. Okay, now we can move on to number 7. Resolution supporting the commitment to Veteran Support and Outreach Act. Supervisor Berg.
Hi, thank you for this moment. In Congress and the Senate, there's legislation by the name of Commitment to Veteran Support and Outreach Act. And what it is to provide over a 5-year period, $50 million to county veteran service officers. Part of that reasoning is we've all heard the slogan that there's 22 veterans that commit suicide per day, and some people contest that number, some don't. Either way, of the number that do commit suicide each day, 14 to 20 of them do not have any interaction with the VA. The hope is that these additional dollars will be able to help support recruiting or getting to the veterans to be able to get them into the VA system. I see Ollie's on here. I don't know if Ollie wants to add anything else into this.
Pretty much you cover most of the meat of that act. Pretty much our concern is about the $50 million that might come to different states, and you're well aware that there's some states that don't have county veteran service officer. You know, fortunate enough, Wisconsin do have 72 counties, and every county have a county veteran service officer. But the alarming rate is the 22 veterans who commit suicide, a day. That's a 22 a day. That's a lot. That's a high number. Not only that, a lot of those individuals don't have benefit. I think about more than half of those individuals, I think 14 out of that number, don't have access to VA healthcare or access to medical care. So you can see exactly where we're going. So we have to improve in those areas. The county veteran service officer are at the point of execution. They're at the point where veterans come in and discuss their needs and their quest to get benefits. And sometimes we sign them up for those benefits if they're eligible, and hopefully that'll help them out. But I supported this act. I think it's a great thing, especially the funding portion of it, because you need money to make things happen. And so I'm in big support of this.
Thank you, Ollie, for bringing this to my attention so we can get it moving. I know you brought it to me in August. A lot of things been going on since August, so thank you. And to the rest of the board, I ask for your approval today.
I make a motion to approve.
I have a question.
Yes.
I didn't see the bill attached to the agenda. Is through the chair to Ali, is the bill, I'm looking HR 5516, is that correct? Oh, you're on mute, Ali.
That is correct. It's a pretty lengthy bill. I think I had a copy of it where I break it down into kind of more of an executive summary. So if you need a copy of that, I can probably share that with you.
Is there anything in it that you could call non-related to this? You know, that people tacked on things that aren't related?
No, I mean, it's clear. It's all, and this thing came about, I think one of the politicians was a veteran who committed suicide. And so a couple of his colleagues decided to put this act together, and that's how the bill came about.
Okay, I just Googled it. It looks like it was, the sponsor is Representative Levin, Mike Levin, out of California. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah, two people. I'm not sure about the name, but if that's the name is on there, I think that's, but it was just two individuals, politicians that supported this.
Okay.
This is Sharon Palmaville. I have a question.
Is there any other questions from the committee? If not, go ahead, Supervisor Palmaville.
Yeah, thank you so much. Just curious, I mean, before it comes to the full board, if we could see a full copy of that resolution, that would be beneficial.
Okay.
Are there any other questions?
I just have one question here, and that is it says veterans are not always aware of available benefits. Do our local VFWs or Veterans Affairs make all this information available to the veterans in our area without them having to seek it?
We try to do our best of getting information. I'm not quite sure if it gets to everybody, but we do promote a lot of these things via social media. Put it on our website, and occasionally every year we have a town hall meeting where the veterans get a chance to come out, and we normally do that in about March timeframe. Because of the pandemic, we canceled the one in March. We do our best to get outreach information out to our veterans and their families, and that's how they find out about the benefits that they are entitled to.
Thank you.
I would just add one small thing, that this office also has a great working relationship with all the local veteran service organizations located in Kenosha County. So it's easy to get word out to folks and communicate with their groups that utilize those facilities also.
I wanted to kind of jump on that question also. That answer is, there's a lot of veterans that suffer from PTSD, and they things happen to them while they were serving. Not everybody joins a VFW or a Legion or a DVA or veterans, Vietnam Veterans of America. But I would implore you, to anybody in your neighborhood and on your block, go to them and, just get to know your neighbors, but get to know, see if they're veterans. Because if they're veterans, doesn't mean that they're automatically involved in any of the local veteran service groups. So you reaching out might even help them, if one of them might be the one of the 22. But with that, I'm done.
Are there any other questions? Comments? I believe Supervisor Wenke made a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll I'll second it. Gully.
So Supervisor Wenke, motion, second by Supervisor Gully. Armin, I am so sorry that I bypassed you on the other two resolutions. How do you vote, Youth and Governance? Armin, you need to unmute. There you go.
Okay, because my notification bar is burning. Aye.
Wonderful, thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Okay, motion passes. Thank you. Okay, number eight. Further discussion resolution to amend resolution number 92, which amended resolution number 150, which created the Kenosha County Health Department, the Kenosha County Board of Health, and the Kenosha County Health Office pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 252 and certain agreements between the City of Kenosha and the County of Kenosha. I will add before I pass this off to Mr. Jansen and Dr. Freiheit that this committee did approve it in the whole. It went to the board and there was a couple of nays, and I know that Supervisor Rose has met with Mr. Jansen and Dr. Freiheit. I'm not sure if Supervisor Gens has met or not, but Mr. Jansen, I'll pass it over to you.
Thank you. Supervisor Rose actually met with Dr. Freiheit and John Moyer, I believe, from Corporation Council. I was not part of that meeting. However, Supervisor Gens and I did have a discussion on the phone today about the bylaws. He still has questions about them. I'm not sure I answered them to his full satisfaction. However, I do think that he may be supportive of them right now. Tonight, we do have Dr. Freiheit is on the phone, or is video available, and also Julia Robinson, who's a member of the Board of Health. Anyone had any specific questions for either of them about the role and where they see this going? But this committee has passed it. It was sent back at the board's recommendation. So we're here tonight just to say, are there any other questions or any other guidance you'd give as this moves forward?
I have one question. Are we changing the authority of the health director? Okay. I didn't think so, but I wanted it on the record. Are there any other questions? Comments?
I guess since Supervisor Rose and Supervisor Gens aren't on here, I would like to know what their concerns were and what you guys told them, whoever spoke to each of them.
I'll start with Supervisor Gens because I had that conversation today, and then I'll turn it over to Jen as far as the conversation with Supervisor Rose. But Supervisor Gens, number one concern was about the how the board members were going to be determined and picked. I indicated to him we were changing the bylaws to mirror the statute that the state has, which allows for not necessarily a specific population to fill that, meaning not just all medical people, but to hit more on where public health is heading. So it recommends, as the document, if you want to pull it up, we send it out today again, that you do your best attempt to get a doctor and a nurse on there. Well, we have two doctors, and I believe at least one nurse who has a doctorate on that board. And then you also get members that are reflect the diversity of your community. So as public health moves forward in the other areas of prevention and still providing those clinical services that we have been, but looking at how you help people in the community become healthier. You've all heard about, you know, the Kenosha County Health Plan, the 2020 Health Plan, where we have issues with obesity, with smoking, with drinking, with heart disease, diabetes. So how do you educate moving forward the public and how to live healthier lifestyles? So you're looking for people that have health backgrounds, that have an understanding. You're looking at, for example, law enforcement to be involved. We're hoping to get Jim Poltruck, who's now retiring at the end of this month, who oversees the Kenosha Emergency Medical Response Teams, to be part of that. So folks like that is where you're heading. So I explained that to Supervisor Gentz, and he seemed to get that. I think he just wanted to make sure that there was still some board oversight of that. So we still have to come back to you to say, here's a board member we'd like to advance forward to be on the Board of Health, a potential member. Have you weigh in on that? And then it goes to the full county board. So that seemed to be where most of his questions were. Now I'll turn it over to Jen as far as where Supervisor Rose is, unless someone has further questions on that.
Yeah, Supervisor Rose was more concerned about the state statute and the legality of it. And so that's why John Moyer and I met together with him. So his angle was more concerned with why state statute says what it does and how we were changing from the 1992 version to modernize it with the current state statute, and what was being changed and what wasn't being changed. So we literally walked through point by point of that document with him and why we were suggesting the certain changes. And I think his questions were answered, although that was now maybe a month and a half ago. So hopefully his questions were still answered through that.
Dr. Fryhite, you're still waiting to appoint a person, correct, to the board?
Correct. We still have one more vacancy. We can't fill that until these bylaws are passed. So we are also awaiting who can fill that spot. Yep.
Okay. Are there any other questions for Mr. Jansen or Dr. Fryhite? If not, do we have a motion?
I have one more question, I guess. So with these changes of who we can appoint, are there any requirements that they have to have professional degrees in something health related that we're geared toward, or can we just, can it just be anyone kind of off the street?
So there's no requirement for a clinical background. The only thing in state statute was to strongly try to get at least one MD or DO and one nurse. They being the state purposely changed the statute in order to include people with more social determinants of health backgrounds. So that could be people from law enforcement, as John mentioned, transportation, education. So really trying to look at population and community health from a broader lens than just a clinical lens.
Can be anyone off the street that they just, you just feel like putting them on the board.
If they fit in within with those social determinants of health and they have something to contribute to the health Board of Health and the health department, technically, yes. Obviously, that would be vetted.
They'd still have to be approved by the county board, though.
Well, yeah.
Correct. And we just wouldn't pick somebody because, you know, they raise their hand. We'd have to go through a vetting process to say, you know, what is your understanding of public health, your commitment to this board? It doesn't mean you show up to one meeting and during the whole year, and things along that line. So it has to be people that really have an interest in wanting to move forward the public health agenda. So yeah, it's just not anyone off the street. It's folks that would certainly be interested and could move public health forward and not just be there so they could put something on a resume, for lack of a better example.
Correct. Thank you.
Anything else, Supervisor Decker?
Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee or from supervisors on the call? Okay, do I have a motion?
I don't know that you need a motion since
you're. I don't think you need a motion because it's already been approved. It just goes back to committee or to the board floor, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if because it came back, we had to reapprove it. So let me make sure. Okay. Thank you, Supervisor Decker. Okay, number 9, updates on steps being taken to address racism as a public health crisis. We said quarterly we would do an update. So, Mr. Jansen, I turn that over to you.
Thank you. I put together a kind of a brief report of where we're at and where we're kind of heading with this. And just as a reminder, you know, the county board approved the Racism as a Public Health Crisis Resolution, August 4, 2020. So that was certainly ahead of the unfortunate civil arrest that happened in our community, but recognizing that helped kind of begin to move things forward for county. So the county has formed a diversity task force that is that has county employees participating on it, that are reviewing county policies and procedures, especially when it comes to hiring and retention. I know Mr. Nelson sits on that committee, for example. They've been meeting regularly and are reporting their results back to Clara over in Human Resources. Human Resources is also planning on hiring a business partner. They will be taking a position that will become vacant with a retirement. And the goal is to have that business partner have a specialty in diversity and inclusion. So each business partner right now has a specialty that they focus on. For example, Donna Esposito is the human service business partner, and her expertise is certainly in the county insurance. So this is just taking another partner and having an inclusion and diversity lens available. Recently, within the last couple of weeks, we have officially become Kenosha County. This isn't just human services. Kenosha County has become a member of the Government Alliance on Race and Equity, commonly referred to as GARE, the acronym there. So you'll be hearing a lot about that as we move forward. That'll be a regular part of our 90-day updates and what we're doing, utilizing the tools there. For example, they have an employee survey that can go out to staff to get feedback on what they're viewing the county as and areas that we may want to adjust to programs and policies. So you'll be seeing a lot of information on there, and that's part of the next bullet about utilizing those tools available. So I would encourage you, if you want to go on that website, you can see the tools that are out there, the material that's written. That's just a small piece of what happens. Being part of that membership now will involve twice a month meetings with other GARE members to hear about what they're working on and how they're advancing equity moving forward, to give us ideas so we aren't necessarily reinventing the wheel in those areas that need to be addressed. And through Kenosha County is to implement procedures for racial equity training for all employees, and certainly starting with all new hires. So that is a goal that the Human Resource Department will be working on and putting together. And then finally, I mentioned the development of the Racial Equity Commission. And that's a group that will report to the County Board Executive Committee. And we'll have a subgroup of which Supervisor Goley and Supervisor Palmerville and Supervisor Rodriguez have agreed to participate on, that will begin to develop the mission, goals, and membership for that Racial Equity Commission. So as that gets that subgroup, so we have a meeting tomorrow actually to begin talking about who else we can get to participate on that group. And we'll be moving that forward with the goal of hopefully bringing that back to committee and endorsement for how that Racial Equity Commission would be earlier into next year. So end of quarter one, beginning of quarter two, depending on how this goes. So those are just a few things that we've been working at. Certainly, I have making this part of our regular agenda, I think, makes a lot of sense. I know there's law enforcement is working on training for their folks that I believe will begin in the first quarter of 2021. Who they'll be using, or if they're part of, if they're going to be using GARE, which they'll be members of, because it's a county membership. I'm not quite sure on that. So I think they're evaluating all that as we quickly move forward with these policies and procedures. So I don't know if Supervisor Goley would like to add anything when it comes to the subcommittee, but we're really looking forward to working with that group to help develop that mission and goals and membership for the Racial Equity Commission.
Thank you, sir. I mean, just as you indicated, a meeting tomorrow, which I hope will lead to solidifying the work group composition, who will, it's kind of like on the TV show The Office, where you have the committee to plan the committee. And so that work is going on right now. And ideally, after tomorrow, we'll have a lot more to report. And I would really like to see some movement in the next couple of weeks toward pushing us toward that.
Supervisor Palmerville, do you have anything to add?
at this time.
Thank you. Are there any questions?
Yeah, I've got a couple of questions. Is the board or Human Services going to be made aware of who are on these boards, commissions, committees, organizations, groups, whatever? You know, I know there's a few of them.
This is going to be a standing item. So we will get all that information, correct, Mr. Danson?
Yes, I have no problem with that. So I assume in Supervisor Berg, you're referring to the membership of the Racial Equity Commission?
That and the diversity
the same group?
Force.
Yeah, so we're going to have that working committee that will help develop the goals and mission for the Racial Equity Committee. And the Racial Equity Commission will be an ongoing commission. It's not just a snapshot of 2021. It'll be something that'll probably develop and have rotating membership, you know, like most commissions should. So you serve a term and then, you know, either that's yet to be figured out by the work group. So yeah, we'll be including that all in our updates to this group. And certainly that Racial Equity Commission will have a strong tie back to the county board through their reporting to the executive committee. So you're going to hear probably a lot of those updates here that will be floated up through the executive committee. I certainly am representing Human Services. And as I mentioned, this is a countywide endeavor. It's not just a Human Service look at equity and inclusion. So there'll be other, you'll get the Human Service piece of that, and then the commission will be able to report back on the county-wide piece on that.
Okay, so Supervisor Gully in Palmerville, I would possibly suggest, and this goes towards the diversity task force also, we're looking at the county in terms of diversity and racial inequities and whatnot. If we're worried about it possibly being an issue amongst county, amongst Kenosha County in our government or in our employment, would it make sense then to have an outside individual to kind of auditing it, if you want to say, if we're talking about systemic racism and with the possibility, not saying it there is, but it with the possibility of there being systemic racism in Kenosha County government or employment, then shouldn't we then have somebody from outside of the employment kind of auditing it?
Isn't that what GARE is doing?
Yeah, if I can just jump in, I know you asked that to the two supervisors, but that certainly would be a role that the GARE group could play in a function. And I believe—
Can you explain that again?
The Government Alliance on Race and Equity, the GARE, that certainly can be a function they'll play, because they're going to hold it. If we come to them and say, here's our plan moving forward and how we want to address these issues this year, they're going to be wanting us to report back our progress. And if we get stuck, they're here to say, hey, we're coming in, or we're here to say, we need help. We don't know how to advance this forward, or we're tripping over ourselves trying to figure out what the solution is, or something to that effect. The other piece is, and this is something that subcommittee can look at, is that membership on that commission. I wouldn't envision it to be 100% county people. I would think there'd be, as you say, maybe somebody from outside county government that would, or some bodies from outside county government that could potentially be on that commission to continue to ask those questions and hold folks accountable. So
I know that when GARE was recommended, that they are part, they helped Minneapolis along, Supervisor Berg, and several other major cities. So if you take a look at what they offer and how they counsel and audit, and I think they'll address all your questions.
Okay, you kind of went fast on there. Can you say again the acronym, Government Alliance?
Government Alliance on Race and Equity.
On Race and Equity, okay.
GARE.
And twice a month, they do have an open meeting that anyone can sit on to learn about it.
Correct. You can sign in right now to their website and sign up for what they call new member, it's not new member, it's just an introduction course on what they have to offer. And it's about, I think it's close to 2 hours. So several of us did that earlier this fall, just to hear what it is they can do for your community and what you need to be doing for yourself and moving this forward. So it's an informational session. It's free. As Jen pointed out, I know there's a morning session and an afternoon session twice a month. So go on the website. If you're interested, feel free to sign up and listen to what they have.
I actually went out to that site when I wrote the amendments to the civil unrest resolution. And I was very impressed with GAR, and I think they'll really help us out. Any other questions?
I have one question. They're talking about different individuals being on this. Have you considered somebody from like the Kenosha School Board and maybe West of the Eye, the Central High School or Wilmot School Boards to be on? So they would present this from a youthful point. Just a thought.
Ma'am.
Those are great recommendations. I think the subcommittee hasn't met yet. So, and with Supervisor Goley and Palmerville both being on this call, those are things that we can write down and having them start thinking about it. So they're really leading the subcommittee. We're just there for support and any other information they need. So it's really going to come from the supervisors working to come up with those recommendations. But yeah, if you folks have recommendations on who you think are possible candidates for consideration or larger groups like that, that you can, you know, reach out to, that's good. I think that's all what we're looking at.
May I also respond?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we have, for the work group, we have reached out to a number of people representing populations and interests west of the eye. We have not confirmed anyone yet, but I would expect wholeheartedly that we'll have at least one or two people on the work group with that perspective. I have had a couple of conversations with different people at KUSD, and one of the confirmed members of the work group is an actual classroom teacher at Indian Trail who I think adds an incredible voice to what we're going to try to accomplish. So we definitely have thought through that. And then I think those are also great criteria that we want to think about when we actually establish criteria for who would be on the commission. We'll want to make sure that we think about that as well.
Thank you, Supervisor Gulley. Are there any more questions? As I said, this will be a standing item on our agenda so that we can receive timely updates, and then we will give, it'll be determined how it will be reported to the executive committee, but I'll give quarterly updates as requested by the county board, the full county board. Okay, is there any other business?
Motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Youth and Governance? Zian?
Aye.
Okay, all is in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Have a good evening, everyone.
Yeah, happy holidays, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.